Greetings.
Miss Santi?
Yes.
Hi. So I was the one that sent you the messages.
Okay.
I provided you HR's information. So it's right underneath that welcome message, that first message I sent you. The second message after that is who do you contact for, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. And so I'm doing this app, and so now that I didn't go on the App Store to download it, I went to go Google it, and when it came up, it asked that I wanted to download that app, and I was like, yes. And I downloaded it, but then it says go open the Play Store.
No, so you need to click close because it's going to redirect you to the business app.
Okay, and then sign up. Where it says sign up?
You want to click sign up. You want to put all your credentials in, and then it's going to allow you to confirm that this is you. And then once you able to get in, on the very top right-hand corner, there will be three little bubbles. You need to click on that. That will provide you your mobile ID number.
Okay. And that's what you need.
Yeah, to link your account. So you'll be able to see your schedule, your client, and his information and everything.
Okay. So the email is going to give me further instructions from there. Okay.
Yeah, because they want to know if this is you trying to set up an HHA account.
Okay. So should I go through the email or continue doing it on this?
So continue to do it on that because it just may send you a text message stating, you know, to confirm that this is you trying to access HHA.
Okay. No, they didn't send me a text message, though. They sent me a link through my email.
Okay. So, yep, it will be in your email. Once you sign up, it will normally provide you your 7-digit mobile ID number. It will come up in a little square box message for you to give to your employers so we can link your account.
Okay. And so, when I first did the paperwork, it had the paperwork, I can't remember if it asked me for my banking information. Would it have asked me for my banking information on that when I first signed up?
Yes. So the links that HR sends you,
yes.
One of them is the direct deposit. The thing is you would have to confirm with her if she has a direct deposit for you. I don't have that information. And that would be Tamidi Martinez.
Okay. So now I'm looking at a mobile device ID.
That's what I need is a 7-digit number.
Oh, it looks like it's longer than that.
Okay, so your profile ain't quite finished setting up. Click on the upper right-hand corner because then it's going to ask you for your name, your birth date, your email, your phone number.
Yeah, okay. So it's not showing it, so that might be why I probably have to do the email part first and then come back to it.
Yeah, you probably have to confirm that email.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Yep,
okay.
And as soon as you finish setting up that profile with all your credentials, then it should say you're all set and it should provide you what your mobile ID number is.
Okay.
Okay, so just text me back when you can with that mobile ID so I can attach it to your file.
Okay.
All right, you have any questions, concerns? Again, I did the last message I text you was the coordinator that you guys are assigned to. But if you can't get through him and you can't get through his supervisor, you can feel free to call me so I can better assist you.
Okay.
Okay? All right, hon.
All right.
Take care. You're welcome.